Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's time now to take a listen to the nominees for the Academy Award for Best Original Song. And joining us to do that once again is John Burlingame. He writes about film music for Variety and teaches at USC's Thornton School of Music. He's in Los Angeles. John, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks, Jeremy. Great to be back.
And what do you think, first of all, before we go through these, of this year's songs overall?
Well, it's really the most diverse crop in years. There's a ballad and a pop rap from two of the biggest movies of the year. There's a delicate lullaby from a Disney musical. There's a politically themed anthem. And there's even a novelty tune for singing cowboys. I mean, really.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of them. This is Shallow. This is from the movie A Star is Born. Probably, if you've seen the preview for this movie, you've heard a little bit of this song. This is written by Lady Gaga with Mark Ronson, Anthony Rossomondo, and Andrew Wyatt, and performed by Lady Gaga with co-star Bradley Cooper. Here it is. Now, this has been a hit outside the movie. It's gone platinum. I'm going to say, before I've even heard the rest of them, that this one probably has a good shot of winning. But do you think Oscar gold could be next for this song?
Well, there isn't a prognosticator out there who is not predicting a win for Shallow this year. First off, as you say, it was a huge hit.
Right.
And any song that is actually performed on camera in the picture always has an advantage. And three of the five in this year's crop actually are done on camera. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it's a key turning point in the narrative, and it's a powerful moment in the film. And if the Academy wants to acknowledge A Star is Born, this is the place it's likely to be.
And it's a powerful song, too.
Oh, yeah. And Gaga is, let's face it, really good in the role. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's really good at the movie. And if the Academy chooses to go for Glenn Close in the Best Actress category, then the likelihood is that they would acknowledge Lady Gaga in the song category.
Okay. The other song that's been getting a lot of attention is All the Stars from Black Panther. This is written by Kendrick Lamar, Mark Soundwave Spears, Anthony Top Dog Tiffith, and SZA, performed here by Lamar and SZA. Let's listen.
I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation.
Now, Black Panther was also nominated for Best Picture. This is the highest grossing movie in North America for last year. Do you think that helps this song's chances?
Well, yes, and there are more factors. I mean, I think if Shallow has competition for the top vote-getter, it's probably this. I think when a song enters the larger public consciousness outside of the context of the picture, that's always an important factor. And let's face it, Kendrick Lamar is as hot as he can be right now. And the fact that the song here, part of a companion album that came out at the time of the movie, became part of the cultural conversation we're having in this country right now about race, I think is a kind of an important factor in the whole thing.
I think this is a good moment to ask you about something, a story that you broke, which is that originally, just those first two songs that we've heard out of the five nominees were going to be the only ones that were actually performed at the Oscars. Then the Academy backtracked and said they'll all be performed. Tell us more.
Well, what happened was we got a tip that this was going to happen, and within hours I had four solid sources on it. So we went with the story on January the 24th, and what happened, you know, we can't at Variety take credit for what happened with the Academy, but what happens is In today's social media, when those things move, they move quickly. And when Lin-Manuel Miranda tweeted out his disappointment to his nearly 3 million followers, that carries weight. And it wasn't just Lin-Manuel. There were a number of other sort of vocally, publicly disappointed famous people who came on board and sort of said, you know, this is really not a good idea. Why don't you do all five? And then within a matter of days, the Academy, I think, sort of saw the error of their ways and invited all five nominees to be performed.
Okay. Well, in the spirit of allowing all five nominees on, let's hear from the others. This is I'll Fight. It's written by Diane Warren. It's from RBG, the great documentary about Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is sung by Oscar-winning actress Jennifer Hudson. So I'll Now, the songwriter here, Diane Warren, has never won an Oscar, although this makes her 10th nomination. Does that give her any better chance of winning?
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Oh.
You know, Diane is great, and we love her, and I think the movie community also loves her. And this is the third consecutive nomination for her for a political or social consciousness-themed film. And, you know, I think it's important that the Academy is acknowledging these songs and these contexts. So, you know, Diane is great, and everybody loves her. You know, whether this is her year or not is, I think, open to question.
Disney films usually have an entry in the song category. This year, it is The Place Where Lost Things Go. It's from the Disney movie Mary Poppins Returns. This is written by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman and sung in the film by Emily Blunt, who stars as Mary Poppins.
Do you ever dream or reminisce, wondering where to find what you truly miss? Maybe all those things that you love so are waiting in the place where the lost things go.
Memories. I have to say, it is going to be very hard to win an Oscar doing a role that everybody remembers Julie Andrews doing. The voice just isn't quite the same.
On the other hand, I think Emily Blunt is as good a Mary Poppins as we could possibly get. She's really great in the part. And this particular song is particularly emotional at that moment as the nanny comforts the children who are missing their deceased mother at bedtime. So it's a wonderful lullaby. It's a very emotional song, particularly in the context of the story. And I must say that it's nice to have an old-fashioned, a good old-fashioned melodic, memorable tune in the mix, and this is certainly that.
Disney had the Oscar-winning song last year. It was Remember Me from Coco, beautiful song. Do you think it's possible that there could be a repeat for Disney?
It's hard to say. You know, Mark Shaiman is not only nominated here for song, but he's also nominated for score. So it's possible that the Academy may want to acknowledge Mark in the score category, if not in the song category. If he wins either one, that will make him an EGOT, one of very few living people who have won the Emmy, the Grammy, the Tony, and the Oscar.
Who just became an EGOT in the last year? Somebody did. Was it
John Legend?
John Legend. That's right. Good for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, finally, there is the song from the Coen Brothers film, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings. It's written by folk singers Dave Rawlings and Gillian Welch. It's performed by Willie Watson and Tim Blake Nelson.
Yippee-ki-yay, when the roundup ends. Yippee-ki-yay, and the campfire dims. Yippee-ki-yay. And he sings, when a cowboy trades his spurs for wings.
What do you think of this one?
Well, this song just makes me smile, and it makes me happy that this particularly diverse group of songs has been nominated this year. It's a tongue-in-cheek, lament about a gunfighter's last showdown. And if you've seen the Coen Brothers movie, it's absolutely hysterical because it comes at the very end of that first segment, which is so funny. Does it have a shot at winning? Maybe not. But I think it's just delightful that it's in the mix. You know, the last comic Western song that was actually nominated was Blazing Saddles in the 1970s from the Mel Brooks, you know, he wore a blazing saddle. Right. And this is sort of in that tradition.
I think, given all of these, Shallow's going to win. What do you think?
I think it's hard to bet against Shallow, to be perfectly honest. I mean, it certainly has the momentum. But, you know, you cannot count out Kendrick Lamar in this context, in the cultural context we're talking about.
And, John, your pick for Best Picture?
Do you know, I haven't even thought about it. I've been so immersed in the music and the songs. And to tell you the truth, I don't know that I would want to predict Best Picture because, again, it's a really diverse crowd. I think Las Vegas is going to clean up this year because there's going to be a great deal of money spent on a lot of different movies.
That is John Burlingame, who writes about film music for Variety and teaches at the University of Southern California's Thornton School of Music, talking with us about this year's Oscar nominees for Best Original Song. We'll be watching on February 24th. John, thanks again for joining us.
Always great to be with you, Jeremy.
And this update, Kendrick Lamar and SZA will not be making it to the Oscars this Sunday to perform All the Stars, but the rest of the four nominated songs will be performed. This is Here and Now.